episode number 323, new site features and winter.
Almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Here we go again for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
Oh, let's see here.
Busy episode this week.
We got another busy episode.
All right, enough
week.
Small talk. Let's get into it.
Okay.
Is that from the Jerky Boys?
I don't know.
Enough small talk. They're jerky, tough guy, rubberneck.
Yeah.
No, seriously. One thing we didn't mention in the title that we're going to start off with is the ZL1.
Well, just because we've been talking about the ZL1 straight for about 8 weeks now.
There's a lot to talk about, thankfully. Yeah. But phase four, aerodynamic testing.
Yeah.
Heavy duty stuff.
Oh, man. I've never actually seen someone test a vehicle in a wind tunnel before.
With the little wand,
no.
With the smoke and everything. Yeah, it's pretty
neat. I think that was really cool to see.
One of the aerodynamic engineers, her name is, gosh, I can't think of her name, but she's local here in Detroit. On GM.com, they profiled her because she's a Camaro mom who's also in local roller derby competitions.
Yeah, I've seen that before,
yeah. In her roller derby like player name is Shovey Camaro.
Shovey Camaro,
because
huh?
She shoves people. Anyway, yeah, she's an aerodynamic engineer, she's a Camaro fan, and it's just pretty damn neat.
I have no idea how much goes into testing these cars and what's put on the car for aerodynamic downforce and all that kind of stuff. I mean, they go into the fact that they test the front fascia, because they, you know, put a new front fascia on, mm-hmm. on the ZL1. The hood, the front splitter, the front tire deflectors, the belly pans, the rocker panels, the rear spoilers, the brake cooling.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable what goes into this.
Well, when you're doing 150 miles an hour, even the slightest little itty-bitty thing sticking out somewhere is going to throw it completely off.
Yeah.
This is crazy. Not that I'm suggesting anybody goes 150 miles an hour.
But I wonder what it feels like in that wind tunnel when that giant fan is going. That'd be kind of neat.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't even think about that. Because that fan is huge.
Yeah.
Friggin' huge. So,
again,
further illustrating that the ZL1 is no joke. It's not just a body kit and stuck on the showroom floor. The sucker works.
The most technically advanced Camaro ever made.
Man.
And I believe it.
Too bad I'm not going to get one now.
Yeah.
Bummed. You know, I heard a rumor that front splitter, that's not exactly fragile either. I understand that they had to test it to support a decent amount of weight.
Well, yeah.
You know, because people like me who plow into parking blocks all the time.
Well, the car's not going to be lowered that much.
If I get one, it will be.
I bet.
Anyway, thank you for Chevrolet for continually releasing a nice steady stream mm-hmm. of ZL1 stuff to keep us entertained and keeps a lot of us drooling.
Yeah, just check the front page of CamaroZ28.com. We've got the video linked up there, and also it'll link right back to the message board so you can talk about it as well.
Kick ass. Speaking of message board.
Yes.
What was mentioned in the title of this episode is some new message board features. Thanks to our partnership with Internet Brands, they've allowed us to run some new features that we weren't able to do before.
Yeah.
Let's start with the heavy one that everybody's wanted for years that we were not able to do, but now we can. It's there. It's ready to be used.
I'm so excited about this. There's a brand new search engine now built into the message board. I think it's powered by Bing.
Yeah, which you can't tell, though.
No, you can't. It just looks like it's part of the message board. They added a link on the top of the message board there. You just put in your search terms, and bam, you actually get real search results now. This is something I struggled with for quite a while. The search engine built into vBulletin is okay.
Yeah.
But I think this is much, much better.
Oh, yeah.
People have been asking for a long time, and so happy now that we actually have a good working search engine.
Yeah, you can search
you can
threads,
actually search
posts.
LT1 now. That was
you could search
everybody
images,
was complaining.
Though. It has an image search built into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's freaky how it works, too.
Yeah, I know. There's some.
Did you see the pictures I did a search on podcast?
No.
Yeah.
No.
It pulls up pictures of us.
Spooky.
Doing the podcast.
What else? Yeah. What else? Oh. Oh, you're going to do it?
Yeah, search on podcast here.
So, yeah, there they are. It's amazing how awesome it is.
Yeah. crazy.
I'm bummed because we couldn't do this on our own.
Yeah, well.
But, you know, internet brands have been really good to work with so far. Yeah. Despite what about 6 or 7 people keep saying over ad nauseum and over again ad nauseum. It's pretty cool. What else? The Z20, they call it Z28 Live.
Yeah, you can click on this link and you can watch, just keep the page up and you can see in real time what people are replying to and posting new topics and stuff like that. You can even narrow it down by a particular forum or something like that.
Even preferences.
Yeah, I love it.
Pretty neat. What else did they do? Well, they added a couple more ads if you're not logged in and one at the bottom if you are.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Yeah, it's no big deal at all.
People are crapping their pants about it. Oh, God. Not another ad.
Oh, God.
I don't want to log in. Yeah. What else did they add? Anything yet? Anything else yet? I know that there's some behind-the-scenes tweaks that they've done. Probably nothing that you're going to see up front, but pretty cool stuff. And they're still adding. We're still working with them, and they're still bringing their expertise because they do own the software.
Yeah, they own vBulletin. So what better team to have aboard than the people who actually own the stuff and are experts on the stuff. So that is super cool.
Yep.
Love that.
More on the way.
Yeah.
We just celebrated Veterans Day. And
yes,
just
did.
A quick shout out to all our veterans serving home or abroad. I like to say thank you for sacrificing your services and your sacrifices. And for allowing me to be able to fight for what I believe in my own way, because, and as I said on my Facebook status page, you do not fight alone. I fight right alongside with you.
Yeah. Very, very cool. I know this week, too, was also the 236th birthday of the U.S. Marine Corps. And I had the pleasure of being invited to a Marine Corps ball last week. First time I've ever gone to one. Very super cool. I had no idea the tradition and all that was involved in that. So to all you Marine guys out there, Semper Fidelis, is that what they say?
Yep.
Happy birthday.
Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, hell, police, EMS, firefighters.
Yeah.
Got to include them. Do they have a special day?
I don't know.
Well, damn it, they should. See, that's the thing. We don't know.
Yeah. So tell us.
Yeah. Somebody call in. We need to get a cop in here.
Yeah.
We need to get a cop in here and grill him.
About what?
I don't know. How do we get cop stuff? Put the spotlight on his face, you know. We'll walk around, we'll play good cop, bad cop against the cop. What do you know about Camaros, huh? Huh? Oh, you think you know Camaros, do you? Well, that's not what your partner says. Your partner says you don't know anything. Okay. We got to move on. It is wintertime.
Winter.
Yeah, it's,
well,
we
almost.
Might as well be there. It's getting to...
I still haven't put my Camaro away yet.
I saw snowflakes the other day.
Yeah, so did I.
Love it.
Done with it.
Love it.
Done.
So I guess it's time we officially kick off our Winter Storage Tips contest. We do this every year. We invite you, the dear listener, to call in and give us your winter storage tips. And the one that gives us the one that really is new or fresh or just probably the best overall winter storage tip, car storage tip, or collection of tips, we'll throw you a prize pack. Probably some, I don't know, some Zeno or something for the spring.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do something a little different. So get them in. It's that easy. Call in. Leave us a voicemail message. When's our deadline? Christmas? No, probably.
Winter. Do you think everybody will have it done by then?
I'm thinking maybe. What do you think? Like December 15th?
I know a lot of people put their cars away already.
I did.
Ugh.
Yeah, give it a month. December 15th?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, or the podcast that's thereabouts around that area.
December 15th.
Not looking at the calendar.
That's good.
Yeah, good enough. So get them in. Even if you called in last year and didn't win, don't hesitate to call in this year. You might. Or add something to it. I'll add mine later on.
Yeah.
What do we got next? Oh, just something that I want to mention. And Chris, I know you echo this. We haven't forgotten about the previous generation Camaros and Firebirds. It's just that there's not much to talk about these days with the previous generation Camaros and Firebirds. But if you guys have something out there that you want us to feature, talk about, don't hesitate to let us know, because it's easy for the older stuff to get lost in the sauce of the new fifth gen
lost
hype.
In the sauce.
Yeah, that's a term I've been using for the past couple of years now. You know, we haven't forgotten about you. It's just that there's just not a whole lot of news, and we can only make so much ourselves.
Yeah.
So if you got something you want to mention, call in or send us an email. Or if you see something online that you'd like us to cover on our front page of our website, we're happy to do so.
Absolutely.
And then having said that, we still got to keep moving fast because we're going to run out of time before we know it. We've got some voicemails from last week, right, Chris?
Yeah, from last week and this week.
All right, so let's just kick those off. What do you got, Chris?
Hey, guys. Hey, Chris, Jason. This is Richie from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And we are getting just bombarded with snow here. We're at 6 inches, and it's been snowing for like 4 hours. It's horrible. I was going to take my Camaro out this weekend. Turns out I'm not. And they just put salt on the roads. So I guess I'm going to put my Camaro in hibernation until next spring. But I just wanted to check in with you guys, see how everything was going. I know you could order a ZL1 today, so you're probably doing that. Okay, guys, take care. Great podcast, and I hope to see you soon.
Thanks for calling in, Richie. Oh, man, 6 inches of snow already, and what did he say, Pittsburgh?
I think so.
Holy cow.
All I can say is
way too early.
Kick ass, because I wish I would live there. All you got to enjoy winter, get a snowmobile.
Yeah.
You'll just enjoy it. It's fun that way.
I guess if I didn't work and lived in a place I didn't have to travel hours to drive a snowmobile, I would probably enjoy it but more.
You can ride a snowmobile
it is
an hour from here.
To drive it around here.
Well, yeah, I know that. I said an hour from here.
Yeah, but still, you got to trudge through the snow, drive an hour.
That's the thing. If you have a snowmobile, it's worth the effort because it's a blast.
If you say so.
I do say so, and I know so. I've been doing it for years now. Thank you for that voicemail. Chris doesn't know what he's talking about.
Next.
Hey, Chris and Jason. I was just listening to your podcast, and you're talking about the LE1 and about the pricing of it. And I have a 2LT RS convertible with rally stripes and 20-inch polished aluminum wheels, and I had the dealer add the Heritage grill on there. And all told, that came up, you know, not too far from just under $37,000. So to talk about a car equipped like you're talking about for the LE1 being 42, 43, based on what I have, I think it's pretty darn reasonable and right in line with probably what it should be. That's just my take on it. And one other question. With the access you have to people that seem to know what's going on with the Camaro, I was wondering if anyone could give me numbers on how many 2011 convertibles were actually made. That's it. Love your podcast. Look forward to it every week. Take care. Bye.
Hey, thanks for calling in. Some interesting topics there. Actually, it's the 1LE, not the LE1. And I think we were just speculating in a previous podcast as to if the concept they introduced in SEMA, if they were to produce it, how much it would cost. And and I think that was based on some of the ZL1 stuff that they put on the car.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I guess we don't. It's really tough because we're going from an imaginary number to begin with as a base because we don't know what the ZL1 is going to be.
It's pretty much an imaginary car too. It's a concept.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah. So we're just making crap up.
Yeah. We're just
at least we're not hiding it.
No.
Not trying to pass it off as fact. Some of you may know what I'm referring to.
Yeah.
Anyway. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Thank you for that voicemail.
How many 2011 convertibles were made? You know what? I bet you the new Camaro White Book is probably going to be out soon, and they'll probably have that number.
That's going to be the best place to look.
Yeah.
When they come out with the next Camaro White Book, we'll have that answer. So give us a buzz in, I don't know, probably about 6 months.
Yeah.
And we should have a copy of the new Camaro White Book, and we'll look it up.
Awesome.
Thanks for the voicemail.
Ready for the next one?
Hit it.
Hey, boys. It's your old friend Mudbone calling in. It's been a while since I called. Couple of things I wanted to talk about. First, I certainly want to wish you all the best of luck with your change of ownership operation that's going on. I think I did send an email or I made a post about it, and I really understand where you guys are coming from and understand that you need to have lives. And I think this is really going to be an opportunity for Camaro Z28 to go on for a very long time, and it's a good thing. So I for one understand it, and I'm again, wish you all the best of luck. The other thing I wanted to talk about is the ultimate Camaro in my mind. For me, I drive about 100 miles a day at least, and I want a Camaro that I can drive. As you know, I've got 2 fourth gens. I don't have a fifth gen yet. And the more I think about it, I'm going to probably be getting a new vehicle for my daily driver, if not next year, then the following year. And I drive a 2007 Chevy Avalanche now. It's got about 135,000 miles on it, and it probably will go another at least 75,000 miles. It's been a very good vehicle. The ultimate Camaro for me, I think, is going to have a 6-cylinder engine. I definitely want to drive something that gets better gas mileage than this Avalanche, and I really don't need a car like that now. And I needed something that's just kind of fun to drive and enjoyable and a little more economical. And I just, after driving this thing, I can't see driving a V8 Camaro back and forth to work. But a couple of things that need to happen to the car to really make it ultimate in my mind. The first thing is I've heard some 6-cylinder cars that really sound awesome. And in my opinion, of course, the V8 sounds great, but the 6-cylinder can sound pretty bold too. But the Camaro 6-cylinder from the factory does not sound bold. It sounds pretty weak, and that needs to be addressed either I think it needs to be addressed by the factory. That car can sound better, and GM should make it sound better. The other thing is, and this coming from a guy driving a 3-ton Avalanche, the Camaro's got to lose weight. And I'm not one of these guys that just harp about it, but when the 6th gen comes out, this car needs to really go on a diet and lose, probably 700 or 800 pounds. Then it can be really a high-performance 6-cylinder vehicle that when you put a V8 in it would be just incredible and can be pretty daggone awesome with a 6-cylinder. So to me, make the thing lighter, make the 6-cylinder a more enjoyable and more sporty engine. The 3.6 is a sporty engine. There's nothing wrong with that. It needs to sound better, and it needs to go on a diet. A good one. Kind of long-winded, but I hope you enjoyed it.
Mudbone with the Extended Club Remix.
Thanks for calling in,
wow.
Mudbone, man.
He used to call in every week. And then he just smashed them all together into one. So,
but he did post some very interesting conversation points.
Yeah, so I scribbled them down real quick. Yeah. Let's address them rapid fire here. First of all, thank you for the thanks and the kudos. And we're not going anywhere. We're just doing our thing, just with the assistance of Internet Brands.
Yeah, we're here.
Second of all, Daily Driver Camaro. Chris, you did it. Supercharged, even.
Yeah, I sure did.
Takes a little skill and a lot of patience.
Yeah.
Next is... you said there's the V6 sound is weak.
I tend to agree with him. I don't think it sounds weak. I think it sounds weird.
Motorboaty.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when we met up with Corsa,
I was just thinking that.
In Las Vegas, they said they were able to take out some of that with their Corsa exhaust. Mm-hmm. But like Mudbone said, it should be addressed from the factory. There's V6 sounding cars that sound, let's be honest, a hell of a lot better than the V6 Camaro.
I always had a thing for the old 2.8 3 or 3.1 V6s in the Cavaliers, in the Berettas and everything. They had kind of a throaty, not a rumble, but it had like a multi-valve sound almost. And I always thought they sounded pretty good.
The 3.8 in the Grand National doesn't sound too bad when you can hear the turbo too, though.
Completely different than 3.8. like we say, though, what the factory doesn't do, the aftermarket can.
Right.
And I'm putting my money that Corsa can do it based on what we talked about. We need to get them on the phone, too.
Yeah.
We're gonna line that up in future episodes. Yep. What else we got? The Camaro needs to lose weight. Well, we don't disagree with that.
No.
We just don't think it's, and we're with you, we don't think it needs to be
700 pounds, though?
Beat that horse into powder or anything. But I will say this. They know. Oh, do they ever know? Does the Chevrolet Camaro team ever know that it needs to lose weight?
If there's anything they don't, if they know, they know that.
Hey, I'm not kidding. The Chevrolet Camaro team knows that the Camaro needs to lose weight. The question is, how much is everybody going to pay to shed that weight?
Yeah.
How much are they going to pay for carbon fiber? Oh, that's an interesting question. I think it's still going to happen. I just don't know if it's going to be anything massive like 700 or 800 pounds. 4 to 5, I can see happening.
Really?
Yeah, I can see that happening.
Back down, what was the fourth gen, around 3,600?
No, it wasn't that much. I think it was 32 or 33.
Really?
I don't know. Where's the Camaro White Bug? I'll look it up later. Yeah. But what I'm saying is that they know it needs to happen, and I'm sure it's on their plate. It may not be the highest on their plate, but it's got to be there.
Oh, it's got to be.
I'd be really surprised if they were ignoring that fact.
Yeah.
So everybody who has issues with that, hold off till that sixth gen, see what happens. Yeah. I know I am. Ha-ha! All right, that was a killer one. Thank you very much, Mudbone. Next time, just call in once a week instead of smashing it all into 3.5 minutes.
I'm surprised it actually recorded it all.
Yeah, I know. Usually it'll chop it off. So anyway, we thank everybody for their voicemails and emails and get them in. And here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, moving on here. I actually got a Facebook message this week from one of our listeners I'd like to read. This comes from Brian. Brian says, "Hi, I've been listening to your podcast for about 2 years and love it. I have a 2000 Camaro SS and a proud member of the Illinois Camaro Club and have been for 6 years. Check out the website at IllinoisCamaroClub.net. My car is blue, found on our homepage. Thanks for the great podcasts and what you and Jason do for the Camaro community." Thanks a lot, Brian. We appreciate messages like that every once in a while.
It was always that kept us going over the years.
Yeah.
Just stuff like that. Thank you very much. Illinois Camaro Club.
Yep.
And you know what we've been neglecting on is the car of the week, because we've been soliciting people.
Yeah, I know, and we have a bunch. Yeah. We just haven't done it yet.
Yeah, we've been kind of busy with SEMA and everything like that. Yeah. But we'll get back on it. Don't you worry.
We haven't forgotten about you. We got it, yeah.
All right, Kyle, what do you say we knock out the rest of the voicemails that we owe everybody?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, guys, it's Bear. I actually got a question for either one of you who cares to field it. Is I'm looking into buying a battery tender now, as I went to fire up the car last weekend, and it cranked kind of slow. So I do have an Optima battery in here, but you know, it's been in here for quite a while. I'm looking into getting a battery tender, but I looked on their website and they have a whole slew of them. I don't know which one to choose from. So either one that you can just plug something in the top of the battery or whichever you advise. And as far as the Ultimate Camaro idea, I know you had one other caller answer that one, but I was thinking it would probably be this one, my 2000, but with a little bit better suspension to it. And I was kicking around an LS9 clone build plan under the hood out of an L99 block, but yeah, we'll see. It's all you know, those builds are expensive, but all right, thanks guys. Bye.
Thanks for calling in, Bear. Interesting.
Yeah,
well, let's start with his first question. He wants to know about a battery tender.
I guess it's about that time I take the video that I made installing a battery tender on a 2010 Camaro and stick it back up on the front page as a reminder to everybody. But the one that I used is called the Battery Tender 800 Waterproof. And that's the one that I would recommend for anybody's car that's not like a heavy-duty diesel or a tractor or a marine application, just an everyday, you know, car, vehicle, passenger vehicle. That's the one you want. I just checked on Amazon, and right now it's $31.49 with free shipping if you're a member of Amazon Prime. It might even be free just because it's over $25.
Cool.
And
that's cheap.
I'm going to get that back. Yeah, you know, it's a nice product, though. That's the thing. Yeah. I'm going to get that video up on the front page of the website here in the next couple of days.
Perfect.
So just keep an eye on that, and I'll throw it up there. The other thing is the Ultimate Camaro for him is his 2000.
Nice.
Interesting. Yeah. Very, very interesting choice.
Cool.
A little beefier suspension and LS9.
LS9? Oh, man. That'd be a nice car.
Do it, man. I want to see that happen.
Bear, do it.
always good to hear from you, buddy.
Yeah.
We got what? One
we
left?
Got one more to go.
And then any emails we have left over, we'll get to next week.
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Postal Day with lots more energy. I ate a whole bunch of nerds. It's 5:45 and I'm heading to work Saturday night. I was wondering if you guys heard your thing on that RPM thing on the V6s from 1500 to 2000 RPMs jumping or sticking. And then if you heard anything else on like a vent fan on the air conditioning or heater that keeps squeaking. I'm going to go get them taken care of, but the guy at the Chevy dealer said he didn't know anything about the RPM or the TPS sticking or the throttle sticking, something like that. But happy Veterans Day. I guess I'm a little late here. But we all got little plaques that said thank you for your service. And so you guys have a great weekend. Happy birthday to Vito. And you guys look great in your pictures. You're losing lots of weight. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Postal Dave.
One hell of a voicemail from Postal Dave, I'll add.
Yeah.
So he ate a bunch of nerds.
He's all hopped up on nerds.
I haven't had nerds, and I couldn't tell you how long.
Usually I'll have them around Halloween, because we'll buy those bags, and it's got the little
baby
nerds.
Boxes.
Yeah, yeah.
Nerds.
That's funny. But he wants to know, he said he's heard about two problems. One, he says RPMs in the V6 car, kind of jumping up or something.
An vent fan issue.
Yeah, with the air conditioning. Can't say I heard of either of them.
No.
Sorry, buddy.
I'd recommend you post on the board in the right forum.
Yeah.
And then don't take your dealership's shrugging his shoulders and saying, no, I don't know what you're talking about as the final result. I mean, don't be afraid to say, look, I really believe this is a problem and I'd really like it looked into. Just because the car costs what it does because you have a warranty, please use it. Not only that, but it does help other Camaro owners, because anything that gets, warrantied, it does go back to Al Oppenheiser's team, and they do evaluate and they do find out what model line change they can make on the assembly line, I should say, to make sure it doesn't happen to somebody else going forward.
Yep.
So, the dealership might be stubborn, but, they don't understand the bigger picture like we do as enthusiasts.
Absolutely. So
what else did he have here? Oh, veterans? Thank you.
Veterans, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, thanks again. Can't say that enough, man. I the older I get, the more veterans I meet.
I know. Isn't it weird?
And that's good versus veterans that I wish I had met.
Yeah.
There's some of those too, but I'm glad to meet them. Glad to shake their hand and thank them. And I'll do so forever. And of course, Vito's birthday. Chris, Vito Frezza, turned 4, right?
Turned 4. Holy cow. 4 years already. Jeez. Yeah,
mine's 15.
Damn. Holy cow.
Mine's driving.
Ugh.
He does well.
Getting old.
All right. Is that it for voicemails?
We got through all the voicemails.
Whew.
Yeah, but we still got these emails here. We're gonna have to push these for another week again. But for those of you who've written in, don't worry, we got them.
We're getting right here. Us being out for SEMA was definitely put us behind. Last but not least, and we do this often just because they're so damn cool. We have to throw another shout out to our brothers and sisters over there at the New York 5th Gen crew.
NewYorkFifthGen.com.
Damn right.
NYFifthGen.com.
Forever.
Forever.
Sizzle chest. they were cool enough. Mike Mucker 15, as he's known on the board, was cool enough to send us a couple of New York 5th Gen t-shirts. Man, we're going to wear those with some pride.
Yeah.
Just an awesome bunch of guys, and I think they're really, and this is no joke, they're the example of what car clubs should be. They
very, very family oriented.
Yep. They do things together. They do charity work. It's not just a bunch of idiots sitting around talking about beer and pizza.
There's nothing wrong with that either. But
there's a time and place for it. But I think if there's a car club, there should be a purpose to it. Yep. And that's using the car as a catalyst to other things. So, and they do it right. So good job to you guys. We are out of time.
Yeah, we are.
We got most of it in, but this is gonna piss a few people off.
What?
Next week, I'm going to talk about why I bought a new car.
Okay.
And why it's not a General Motors product.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's going to be a tough one, but we'll get to that next week. Get your voicemails, get your emails in. Of course, your winter storage tips so you can get part of the big old winter storage Zeno prize pack. I got to think it's going to be Zeno.
Yeah.
Not confirmed, but that's probably what it's going to be. Maybe something else, too. Let's go enjoy the snow.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.